January 13th. See you on the slopes for Ski Lift 79.
Wobo salutes Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO Fort Wayne, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 12 midnight and it's also 1979. Happy New Year. A new era in relations between the United States and China is beginning. Ceremonies in two capitals will mark the start of formal diplomatic relations between the nations. In Washington Monday, Vice President Mondale will attend a party hosted by the Chinese. And in Peking, America's liaison official, Leonard Woodcock, will host a reception. If you're celebrating the new year tonight, there's a good chance you're drinking alcohol. And if you can hear this broadcast, there's a good chance the driving conditions around you are fast becoming hazardous. The head of the National Safety Council, Vince Tofany, says casual drinkers pose the biggest problem tonight.
It's not a necessarily the chronic alcoholic, but really the moderate to light or occasional social drinker, the decent law-abiding citizen, so to speak, who's sharing that friendly toast on New Year's or other occasions, which really makes up this problem.
Between 350 and 400 people are predicted to die on the nation's highway this weekend. Please drive carefully. Your paycheck may see some changes in 1979. It may become smaller. New laws mean a sharp increase in payroll deductions for Social Security taxes. Medicare costs will be going up, too. For those with low to moderate incomes, those increases will be offset by a $13 billion income tax cut. If you earn the minimum wage, your paycheck will get bigger in 1979. The minimum wage will rise from $2.65 to $2.90 an hour beginning January 1st. Monday, newly elected and re-elected Allen County officials will be sworn into office. New faces will be Richard Regadance, County Commissioner, Gloria Gagline, Auditor, and Patricia Conrad, County Clerk. Officials who won re-election include Sheriff Bud Meeks and Prosecutor Arnold Dumling. The Northern Indiana Public Service Company has asked the State Public Service Commission for a $7.8 million rate hike. NIPSCO says it needs the higher rates to pay for increased costs it must pay to its suppliers. If approved, a NIPSCO customer who heats with natural gas will pay about $7 more per year. WOWO News Time, 12:02.
WOWO's Bob Severs. Start the new year right and stop smoking. To learn how you can stop smoking, call the Allen County Cancer Society at 484-9560.
In sports tonight, the Fort Wayne Comets came from behind to beat Flint. Bob Chase has a wrap-up of the game.
The Fort Wayne Comets wound up the 1978 half of their season in a positive manner in Sunday night International Hockey League action, defeating the Flint Generals 7-4 at the Memorial Coliseum before 5,302 fans. The first period was scoreless, and at the end of two periods, the Flint Generals led the Comets 4-3. It appeared the K's were not going to be able to find their pace. But in the third period, the K's came alive with four unanswered goals. Third period goals scored by the Comets, Jerry Miner at 7:17, Terry McDougall at 16:07, Barry Scully at 19:14. Then in the third period, it was the Terry McDougall show, supported by Bill Blackwood and Al Dumba. McDougall picked up two more goals, Blackwood and Dumba a goal apiece. McDougall had the hat trick and also scored a league high, his 30th goal of the season. As the K's came roaring from behind to outscore the Flint Generals, 6-0 in the final encounter. The K's outshot Flint 41-29 in the contest, but could not gain ground on Grand Rapids, who also got a squeaker win over the Port Huron Flag, 6-5 in the late stages at Port Huron. Next action for Fort Wayne will be Friday night against the Milwaukee Admirals in Milwaukee. Final score, Comets 7, Flint Generals 4. From the Coliseum, Bob Chase reporting.
Elsewhere in the International Hockey League Sunday night, Saginaw beat Muskegon 6-4. It was Kalamazoo over Milwaukee 5-3, and Grand Rapids beat Port Huron 6-5. Before Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams had not beaten the Minnesota Vikings in four previous NFL playoff contests, but the Rams apparently have solved their jinx by the Vikings. Pat Hayden passed for two touchdowns as L.A. beat Minnesota 34-10 in an NFC divisional playoff game. The Rams will host the Dallas Cowboys next Sunday for the right to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 13 on January 21st. Dan Pastorini calls the Houston Oilers' success this season a fairy tale. The Oiler quarterback helped continue the story Sunday. Pastorini tossed three second-quarter touchdown passes and guided Houston to a 31-14 AFC divisional playoff win over the New England Patriots. The Oilers will face the Pittsburgh Steelers in next Sunday's conference championship. College football takes the Sports World center stage away from the pros Monday. The four biggest bowl games of the year are on tap, with a Sugar Bowl matchup between number 1 Penn State and number 2 Alabama getting most of the attention. Well, we'll land weather. Finkel says for the rest of tonight, rain and fog changing to sleet toward morning and hazardous driving developing. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s, then will fall toward dawn. Northeast to north winds at 15 to 25 miles an hour. On New Year's Day, freezing rain and sleet will change to snow, up to 4 inches accumulating by Tuesday morning. Hazardous driving on Monday as temperatures fall into the 20s and north winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Monday night, snow, windy and much colder. Blowing and drifting snow will make driving hazardous. A low near zero with north winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting to 45 miles an hour. The snow will end Tuesday morning, then clearing skies, but still windy and cold. A high between 5 and 10 above, then falling at night to between 5 and 10 below. Also, a winter storm warning remains in effect for northwest Indiana for the remainder of tonight through New Year's Day. Rain in northern Indiana is beginning to freeze in South Bend. A winter storm watch remains posted for northeast and central Indiana for New Year's Day. Rain in the watch area is expected to change to freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Currently in Fort Wayne, drizzle and 38 degrees. Linda Loesch, WOWO News.
WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana, now leaves the air to return again this morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. WOWO broadcasts on 1190 kilohertz at a full power of 50,000 watts from Fort Wayne, Indiana. WOWO is owned and operated by Westinghouse Broadcasting Company, Incorporated. And now, our national anthem.